Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show. Wake up to love, your call to action. Join Cornelia as she empowers others to live heaven on earth. Cornelia teaches listeners how to be the authority over yourself, embracing your inner guru. Feel yourself uplifted into limitless expansion, integrating ease and grace in a changing world. This show will cover topics such as unconditional love, your physical body, how to be in extraordinary relationships, create financial and emotional wealth, embracing entrepreneurship in the new earth. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. It's Friday, Stories of Hope. It's an honor and a pleasure to be with you. And what would you say when I say to you that you can thrive in today's economy? So that is what my first guest today is going to be talking about. Celia Coughlin Sirridge, she's a native Sacramentan. Celia first discovered her passion for the digital marketing space while playing roller derby when she lived in Utah more than 14 years ago. Volunteering her time as a web designer and marketing manager while also playing the rough and tumble game, volunteering turned into freelancing for several years, which led to leaving the corporate world in 2018 to work for herself full time. Relocating back to Sacramento area in 2010, Celia married in 2013, welcomed her little boy in 2019, and is a proud cat mom. Her free time is filled with trips to Fairy Tale Town, coloring, and true crime podcasts. Board and is heavily involved with business networking, both locally and nationally. Welcome to the show today.
Thanks so much for having me. It's a joy to be here.
Great. So you can thrive in today's economy.
Yes.
This is your experience and this is what you want to share with us.
Yes, yes. So it's so interesting and so perfect to talk about this right now because I think there's a lot of uncertainty in the world, whether it be the economy, not being able to find a job that suits you, or just some of the unrest that's happening right now. But, you know, one of the things that I've learned and why I feel that I personally am thriving now is that I stopped trying to conform to what other people were telling me to do. It was, you know, be corporate, or you need to be a little bit more professional, or you should, you know, go get your college degree. And I made a decision to take ownership of my own life and step into entrepreneurship for myself. I created a brand that is me through and through. It's kind of witchy. It's kind of woo-woo. I have purple hair. And what that's done is that it's set me apart and it's allowed me to have genuine relationships with my clients because I'm 100% authentic. And I think that's the true thing about thriving in today's economy is that if you are able to accept yourself for who you are, step into what you know you're meant to do, then the universe kind of gifts it back to you. It's like, great, thanks. You're here. You're doing the thing you're supposed to do. And things start flowing much better than they were ever before when I was trying to conform to what other people were telling me to do.
Yeah, I love that. You know, it's like you became your own authority.
Absolutely.
And when we start claiming and being our own authority, instead of giving our power away to outside people, whoever the people are, it doesn't matter, the doctors, the lawyers, the people in our community, the friends, the whoever they are, we, you know, when we give our power away to them and we listen to them, we listen to what they're saying. And then, you know, it's we're not listening to our own inner voice. And that's what you're saying. So you claimed your own authority. You're dancing to the beat of your own drum and you're living life according to your own inner guidance, what you're feeling called to do. Purple hair, woo-woo, and your own brand. Now tell us about your brand.
Yeah. So I am a search engine optimization expert. And what that means is that I do all the techie nerdy stuff to help increase organic online traffic to your website. And so that was kind of the joke too. A lot of people think it's witchcraft. So it was a nice, a dovetail, I guess you could say. To me, that's just kind of goes back to my roots again. You know, I've always just really enjoyed kind of nerdy numbers, and it allows me to also provide this journey with my clients to really understand who they are too. Like I'm very much a helper. I want to be their motherly type, almost, if you will. And so working with my clients to do SEO actually focuses a lot on what language they're using and how they describe themselves. And so I have an opportunity to really celebrate what makes them unique, and then amplify that using the correct keywords and technology to increase their online traffic. So it's a journey.
Right. So is that the only thing you do, search engine, or do you also do website design and other things, or is it just the search engine? Because what is the search engine going to do for the client?
Well, so bringing more traffic to their website helps them ultimately with their bottom line, you know, either, you know, reach more podcast listeners or sell more products or sell more services. That's ultimately what the search engine optimization is meant to do, is just increase traffic. But if you go through my search engine optimization process, so you're an established business that's already been online for a while, and we need to work on your website, or we need to do graphic design, social media, content creation, then I can do those things. But a lot of times the foundational piece is the SEO side, where I go, okay, this is what's going on with your business. Let's make sure it's functionally working as far as how you're presenting yourself, how you're talking about yourself. And a lot of times too, just rephrasing how you word things on your website, or even as you're talking to other individuals, can unlock, more of a curiosity on behalf of the audience you're trying to reach. And that's ultimately what you're trying to do as a business owner in general, is introduce yourself in a way that someone becomes curious, then they want to learn more, and then they buy from you. You know, that's like that sales funnel. And so if you're not using the correct vocabulary to do that, then people aren't going to know what you even have to offer in the first place. So that's kind of that's why I say it's like a journey. We talk about like your sales funnel, and we talk about how it is that you are communicating with your audience. And then I do all the technical techie stuff on the background to make it actually happen and come to fruition. So
that's so good that you're doing that, because, you know, I see that a lot. You know, I have a lot, I work with a lot of entrepreneurs. I have the KS Media Group, and I work with a lot of entrepreneurs. And I just see how, you know, how hard it is sometimes for especially entrepreneurs to be really clear in their offer, to be really clear in what it is that they're offering to the customer, because so many women don't like the word sales. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you know, these things. So the work that you're doing is really supporting them to become their own economy.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, a really good example is I was working with an astrologer out in the Portland area.
Yeah.
And she, after COVID, you know, everything went virtual or online. And she was so just like laser focused on referring to all of her offerings as virtual astrology readings. And we actually, after doing all of my analysis and looking at some of her competitors, we realized that by just changing the verbiage to online astrology readings, she increased her online traffic almost 4 times over the course of 6 months. And like, it's amazing how many more people she's reaching just by changing one word.
What's her name?
Oh my gosh, it's been so long ago. Her name's Kelly. I can't remember her last name though. Oh,
no, because I use astrology in my daily life. So, and I have some of my favorites, but certainly am looking for an astrologer right now that I'm looking for my, because I have the app, the KS Media app. I want to talk to you about it. I think you would be great in that community as well. Yeah. So we should have another conversation about that. But I'm looking for an astrologer right now for the community. I feature the world's best leading influencers, coaches, practitioners, entrepreneurs in their field in this app. So, you know, that's the thing. And one of the, I've been calling in an astrologer, and I've had several people that I've talked to, but nobody really has. So just today said, where's my astrologer?
Yes. Well, I'll send her information over. So her company is called Chariot Home, and she's not directly in Portland. She's in the area though. And I think her name is actually Susie, and she referred Kelly. It's all blur the past couple of years.
Don't worry about it, because you and I are going to talk, and when we talk, we'll set another time. We'll talk, and then we can get all of that sorted. So I think that's really awesome, the work that you're doing, helping women, helping people increase traffic to their site so that they can get more business and become their own economy. Because that's what you said today, thriving into today's economy. That's the topic of what you and I were talking about here today, and that you're basically giving everyone permission, first of all, to color their hair purple, but to, you know, live life according to what they want to do, not what everybody else is telling them to do. So let's tell everyone where they can go find out more about you.
Yeah, my website is CeliaRoseCreative.com, and you can find all of my social media links there. But I normally hang out in LinkedIn. So if you want to reach out to me directly, feel free to reach me there. So,
well, I would have never thought that you would be the LinkedIn person.
LinkedIn is where it's at. That's where you go now. Yeah.
Okay, that's cool. I would have never thought that that's where you go. So. Yeah. Cool. Well, you learn things every day. So I think, you know, what you shared with us today is very inspiring and very lightening and very light feeling and also empowering. Now, you're on the board of the Better Business Bureau. And what do you want to say by being on that board? What does that do for you?
Being on the Better Business Bureau board allows me to bring a diverse and different opinion to a board that had primarily been an older generation. And then also I get to help other small businesses who need direction right now, who need the help and don't know where, like what they should be focusing on. Because as you know, as entrepreneurs, everybody has their thing you should be working on, and we're just trying to do all of it at the same time. And so it really has allowed me to continue being in service, because for me, that's a huge thing. I want to continue being in service while also thriving in my own business.
Yeah, and I love that you said, you know, the older generation, Better Business, the older generation, we are doing things in a new way, and we need to really up our game and, you know, come together to really build the bridges to understand how do we do business in today's economy from a heart-centered place, and how do we really listen to each other and refer people to each other and network. That's why, you know, I think you would be a perfect person in our community, the KS Media Mastermind. And so you want to give us your website one more time before we head off?
Yeah, it's just www.CeliaRoseCreative.com.
Awesome. Well, Celia, thank you so much for, I really like your energy. What's your astrological sign?
I'm Sagittarius.
Okay. I like the fire. All good. Yes. Thank you so much, Celia. We're going to take a break on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. We'll be right back. Everyone, come check out this new app I'm featured in. You're going to look for KS Media Group app in the App Store. Download it, launch and create your free account. Get the free ebook. You're going to find me under directories. Click on resources of the world's best influencers. Find me at the top of the list and take advantage of evolving your daily practice, cultivating deep inner peace, growing in love with my YouTube channel, and all the ways that you can connect with me now on social media and other ways as well. There's also a long list of live podcasts there that are listed under the directories to help you to live your best life now. Go and hurry. Get the KS Media app. Go to the App Store and download it now.
Get impactful. empowered on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you having difficulty feeling at home in your own home? Join Annette Rigolo and Dr. Pat in Enlightened Environments, Optimizing from the Outside In, as they present a deep dive into the various vibrations of the Earth, along with man-made energies that impact our lives. Using the Diamond Dowsing Method, we will utilize specific vibrations to elevate our own homes to support us and expand us with their energy. Join us every third Wednesday at 10:30 a.m. Pacific Time to make your home, home.
Champion your life with me, Leanne Champion, first and third Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. That new gym membership might help you get fit, but what about emotional fitness? Jump into the rushing waters of personal growth. Don't waste another minute feeling unfulfilled. Visit championyourlife.com and let's do this together.
Tune into Hungry for Answers every first and third Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com with me, Robin Clare. I am a recovery coach, professional, and best-selling author, bringing you eye-opening conversations about addiction and groundbreaking tools for recovery. To learn about me and my offerings, visit Clarity.com. That's Claire, C-L-A-R-E-I-T-Y.com.
Take us with you on your morning commute. Download your favorite shows and listen anytime. Just visit TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. My next guest is Kevin Eastman. He actually is a native of Oakland, California, where I used to live in that neck of the woods there, currently resides in Riverside County in Southern California. I lived there too. I was just telling Jacob that once when you're in California, you go Southern California, Northern California, you go all over the tour. You do the California tour. So Kevin is a skilled speaker and business management consultant with a passion for assisting others in achieving their goals. He thrives on simplicity and logic. Me too. He's a graduate of Castle Rock High School. He retired from active duty in the U.S. Air Force with over 20 years of service in locations around the world. He served stints as a military training instructor, common known as a drill instructor, and over a decade as a recruiter at the high school, college, and postgraduate levels. Welcome to the show today.
Thank you for having me. It was a pleasure.
Nice to have you. So you wrote a book?
Absolutely.
You wrote a
wrote a book on, and it's on self-development, pretty much. I like to call it self-development because a lot of people cringe at the word self-help. So I kind of changed that around to kind of make it less invasive, so to speak.
Right. So because you are Kevin Eastman, the mindset shifter.
Yes.
Right. That's who you are. So, you know, you achieved a lot of goals. So you wrote a book. I know that writing a book isn't an easy task because that really requires to, you know, complete the project. And I mean, really put in the effort. So, how long has your book been out now?
Well, the book has been out a couple of years now. I actually released it in 2018, but I actually did a second edition that came out in 2020. So I had to go back and confirm a couple of things and reword a few things because a lot of people didn't get what I was saying. So I went back and kind of clarified those things that were missing.
Yeah. Is your book on Amazon?
It is. It actually is.
What's the name of the book?
The title of the book is Don't Gamble on Life Improvement Until You Shift the Odds. And if we have video, I have a copy of it. You know, a lot of people are under the...
Hold it up again. Hold it up again while you're talking.
Sure. Absolutely. So a lot of people are misled by the imagery on the cover of the book. They see the dice and they automatically think it's about gambling. It is not. The whole front cover is a complete metaphor for a message that I had to learn. Don't try to change anything in your life until you shift your mindset. And that's what the title of the book is all about.
And we do have to roll the dice, don't we, with the choices we're going to make?
Yes. And the dice have a significance on it as well. If people go to my website, I actually wrote a blog post on all of the imagery on the front cover, because a lot of people don't know the thought process that an author does to put the cover together. Everything has a significance on that cover.
Where's your website, Kevin?
It is www.kevineeastman, all one word. And I always emphasize my middle initial because the creator of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles is actually named Kevin Eastman. That's not me.
Yeah, it's good. It's good that you clarified that. So everything is on your website where you're talking about your book, and you did, yes, a second edition. And now, what are you doing for work now? Are you speaking? Are you coaching? Are you mentoring? What is it that you're doing to support people on their path? Because I know that in order to shift people's mindset, you also had to shift your mindset in order to achieve your goals. Is that right?
Absolutely. Yes. I'm doing all of the above that you mentioned. So I had to shift my mindset. What I had to do, I had to come to a realization that life wasn't going the way that I wanted it to go. And I had to make some adjustments. I had to figure out why. And that was the hard part, because you get used to the way you do things, you know, and I have a simple philosophy that I've come up with is if you're doing things the way you do them has gotten you to where you are. The question you have to answer is, do you like where you are? If the answer is yes, continue doing what you're doing. But if the answer is no, your only alternative is to do something differently than what you've done. And since you're doing the things you do and you still have the issue, what you know how to do is not the solution to your problem. Your only alternative is to look at what somebody else suggests, and maybe you'll get a different result. So that's what I had to do. And it was really hard, because you have to come to realization of things about yourself that you necessarily don't like, that pushes you outside of your comfort zone and what have you. But you have to realize that growth is located outside of your comfort zone. And it sounds like a scary thing until you realize that journey outside of your comfort zone is only one step. You just have to take that step.
Yeah. I mean, and really, it's, you said it. I mean, inside the comfort zone, we don't grow.
Yes.
It's just,
you know, it's funny you say that, because one of my favorite quotes is, the comfort zone is a beautiful place. The only problem is nothing ever grows there.
Right. Nothing's growing there. So it's like, it's kind of boring there. It's like, you know, it's comfortable here. I don't have to, it's fine. Nothing's growing. Nothing's moving. Yes. We need to step outside of that. And that is obviously what you're helping people do. So who are the people that you're serving today? Like, you know, because I know that before, you were doing things with the military and the drill sergeant, and then with your speaking. Are you still doing speaking, and are you doing one-on-one coaching as well, or?
Well, I'm open to one-on-one coaching. I haven't done it as of yet, but for the most part, it's community work through my fraternity. I actually go and do speaking to adolescent males, and you know, mentoring in that arena is what we kind of do. And we want to make sure that we give them the tools, the best tools that they can to succeed in life, because a lot of kids don't have the guidance there, or they don't have the effective guidance. And we try to fill in that gap where we can.
They need a beautiful role model of what it looks like to be a hero in your own life. That's
yes.
that's what they need, right? Because a lot of those adolescent kids don't have that model to look to. And maybe mm-hmm. there's a single parent, a single family household, or father was absent or mother was absent. Who knows what the storyline is, but the fact sure. that they have somebody that they can look up to and trust. You know, you seem like a very gentle, kind, loving person. And I'm sure that the kids, the adolescents, just really love getting your mentorship.
And I try to what the whole object behind coaching is to meet a person where they are and then build from there, you know, because you never know what a person is going through. And it may not be any of the situations that you mentioned before. It just may be seeing a different perspective from a different person that's not your parents. You know, that's one of the things that I had to look at. It's like, okay, my mom and dad did wonderfully, you know, so though that type of thing. But to hear something from a different perspective, from a different person, it's like, oh, I never thought about it that way. So that's one of the things where we try to do, give them an alternative, you know, to let them know there are different ways of getting things done.
Different ways of getting things done. Sometimes yes. just a shift of mindset and looking at, you know, taking a step back, like you said in your bio, that you appreciate simplicity. And I mm-hmm. really, I appreciate that too. And, yes. you know, then having the courage to also be willing to grow.
And that's the hard part. You know, the first step in changing thing is to make the decision to change. And that's the hard part, because I'm comfortable with what I'm doing. It's like, but are you happy with where you are? If you're not, you're going to have to take that step.
Yeah.
You want something else.
Yeah. So what's your mission? What's your vision moving forward for the next 10 years?
My goal is to try to touch as many lives as I can with what I have. You know, some people will accept what I have. Some people won't, you know, but the message, if I keep putting it out there, it'll reach the people that it needs to reach.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Well, you certainly have touched us today here. You've touched my soul, touched my heart. I appreciate the work that you're doing. I appreciate you coming on the show. Give us the social media again, your website, or where we can find you again. And thank you for coming on.
Thank you again. But I'm on www.keveneeastman.com. That's the website. I'm also on Facebook. If you look up author Kevin E. Eastman, that you can find me there. You can find me on Twitter. You can find me on Instagram. I'm very accessible, and I love hearing from people, especially when they've read my book and they tell me that something that I've written has helped them make positive adjustments to their life.
Yeah, and your book is on Amazon, right?
It is. It's on Amazon. It's on all of the major outlets for retail for books.
Because I'm a coach and I help people grow their brand through video and audio marketing. That's one of the things that I do. I want to let the audience know that if you get Kevin's book and you like the book, then while you're there, give him a 5-star review on writing the book. It's very
thank
meaningful.
You. I appreciate that.
Very meaningful. So thank you, everybody. Thank you, Kevin. We're going to take a break on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. We'll be right back. Hey, everyone. Come check out this new app I'm featured in. You're going to look for KS Media Group app in the App Store. Download it. Launch and create your free account. Get the free ebook. You're gonna find me under directories. Click on resources of the world's best influencers. Find me at the top of the list and take advantage of evolving your daily practice, cultivating deep inner peace, growing in love with my YouTube channel, and all the ways that you can connect with me now on social media and other ways as well. There's also a long list of live podcasts there that are listed under the directories to help you to live your best life now. Go and hurry. Get the KS Media app. Go to the App Store and download it now.
Excuse me, did you say Sanskrit? Yes, absolutely. Sanskrit is the language of the universe. The word Sanskrita means pure and perfectly formed. When we're still, open and receptive, we may hear a still small voice within. We feel a simple resonance with this universal language, and we just know that the voice is true. That inner voice speaks to us in a language that is always pure and perfectly formed. It's Sanskrita that speaks to us out of the silence. Sanskrit is also the name of a language that is found in dictionaries and great works of profound wisdom. It's the closest reflection of that perfect universal language. Study of this powerful language can lead us to an understanding of that perfect inner voice. Join me, Sara Main, on Damayanti, the show for your soul, where we discover this true inner voice of the soul together. And check out my website, damayanti.store.
Learn how to lead a happier life on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to Knowledge Book Radio with host Marge Potasek, the fourth Tuesday each month at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Through many experiences, Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity in its transition to the golden age that provides truth and answers. She now shares information from the Knowledge Book with you monthly on TransformationTalkRadio.com on Knowledge Book Radio. For more information, visit usa.theknowledgebook.com. Net. Tune in to Knowledge Book Radio with host Marge Potasek, the fourth Tuesday each month at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Through many experiences, Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity in its transition to the golden age that provides truth and answers. She now shares information from the Knowledge Book with you monthly on TransformationTalkRadio.com on Knowledge Book Radio. For more information, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net.
Welcome back, everyone. It's an honor and a pleasure to have you here on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. My next guest is Annie McKinnon. She's a life coach. She's living out her passion and what she believes is her purpose, working with people so that they too can live their very best life. So we talked earlier about becoming your own economy, being an entrepreneur, being clear what your offers are, what it is that you're putting on the table. And here's Annie. She was laid off of her job at the age of 57, and then she started her own business. Welcome to the show today.
Oh, thank you. I'm really pleased to be here. Excited.
Yes, so excited. Well, you're from Scotland.
I grew up in Scotland, but I currently live in England, southeast of England, by the coast.
Okay, by the coast. So it's, what is it there now? In the evening time, right?
9:30. Yeah, 9:30. In the evening.
My gosh, well, you look amazing for 9:30. At 9:30, I usually don't look like that.
Thank you.
So you got laid off from your job. So what happened? Take us back to the day.
To the day, gosh, sitting down there with my line manager who was talking about restructuring the department and basically said to me, I just don't see where we can fit you in, Annie. And I just, you know, that breath in and my heart was really like palpitations. And all I could think of is, what am I going to do? I'm 57. When I started working, having left school and college, I thought back then I'd be retiring at 60. But of course, we know in today's economy, that's not how it works. We'll be working till we're 70 and maybe beyond. So I'm thinking, what the hell am I going to do? And yeah, it was just the most dreadful feeling. I guess as well, I felt rejected. Like, you know, you're out of date. You know, you've gone by your shelf date, so goodbye. And I'd worked for this organization for 15 years in different roles. I mean, my background was counselling individuals in a therapeutic environment, coaching, learning and development, anything to do with the development of people. And that is what gets me up out of bed in the morning. But then to be told, well, this is it, it's ending. I can't even describe the feeling. I felt it in my stomach.
Yeah.
And I felt it in my heart.
You must have felt like the rug was pulled out from underneath you. Yeah. Like now there's no security and you felt betrayed and rejected. And like, now what? Like you didn't see it coming. All of a sudden the relationship that you've been in with this company and your work with what you've been doing was taken away from you without asking you ahead of time, hey, you know, do you want to do this or whatever? They're just letting you know, no, that's it. You're done. Bye-bye.
Yeah, that's it. You're done, you know. And obviously I was thinking, well, how will I pay my mortgage? How will I pay my bills? And all that, those questions were running through me and a real anxiety about what the future would hold for me. I had a very comfortable life working and then suddenly, you know, with this payment, which wasn't very much, you know, was given to me and yeah, goodbye.
Yeah. So then, okay, how long ago was that?
That was 2 years ago.
Okay, so that was already during a time on the planet where everything was already massive change with COVID, you know, trauma, all the things. And so then on top of it, so looking back now, we can see the gifts and yeah, that's all great, right? But still, yeah. When you're given that original, you felt it in your stomach, you could feel it. It's like, oh God. Very frightening, because very, you know, COVID, laying off, what are you going to do? So you got a small paycheck, you got a small check, and then you were sent packing on your way.
Yep, absolutely. As simple as that. And I thought, you know, what will I do in my life? I don't want not to work. I want to work. And I thought, looking back in my life, I said, you know, Annie, you have to get back up, dust yourself off and find something new. And when I looked back in my life in situations where I had real challenges, real struggles, and I reflected on that and seen how I had come out the other side, and that helped me realize just how courageous and resilient I was. And I thought, well, I want to work for myself. I want to do what I'm passionate about. I want to work with people, developing them to be their very best, you know, version of themselves, because that is what I buy into. And so that's what I did. I founded the coaching cart.
So then you became a life coach and you did that. It's so interesting. Before you said that you used the word resilient, before you said it, I wrote it down on this paper.
And wow.
Before you said the word, that's what I saw you were doing, resilient. That's what I wrote down on that paper.
Yeah.
So now you're a life coach, you're helping people with personal development. And how's that business going for you?
It's going really well. I also offer counseling to individuals and couples. So yeah, it's going fantastic. I get up out of bed. I mean, even though I had been made redundant and was scared, I guess deep down, I knew I wasn't loving the job anymore. And now I'm able to get up out of bed in the morning. I know I've got my client list. I'm excited for the day to start with a smile on my face, just looking forward. It doesn't feel like work, you know, and working with my clients, I say, it's possible. It's definitely possible. you know, for me, it was just about making a decision and doing it.
Yeah.
You know, because the scary thing had already happened.
Yeah.
You know, I'd already been made redundant. And if I could get through that, then I could do anything.
Yeah. And so what are your clients experiencing today working with you? Do they love it?
Yeah, absolutely. The joy, I mean, for me, it's about that moment. Now, some people call it a light bulb moment, but I see it in my clients in different ways, whether it's about a different face, you know, different facial movement or body language or, you know, a smile that tells me that they've got it. They've got the power. They know what they need to do to change. And we go on that journey together and make it happen, I guess. Yeah.
That's so fun. I love that. That feels so good to have that coach, that person that's going to, you know, help you do it. So let's tell the audience where people can look you up online.
Sure. Coachingcart.com is where my website is at. And I have, I write for a magazine, so I have quite a few articles on there, podcasts, and also All About Myself. It's pretty, what you see is what you get, so they can find me there. They can find me on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and yeah, the social media sites.
Yeah, now is your Facebook, is that Annie McKinnon?
Yeah, it is the Coaching Cart, yeah.
Yeah, so
coachingcart.com, yeah, Facebook.
But on Facebook, it's coachingcart?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Oh, so
yes.
It's not your name?
No, coachingcart.
Okay, coachingcart, yeah.
Yeah.
I've never heard of that, coachingcart.
No. Yeah, I came up with the name because I'd done some research on what coaching, where the word coach came from, and it derived from the word cart, where a Hungarian had to sort of put the cart together to take goods from Budapest to Vienna. And I said, well, that's exactly what coaching is, taking a person from one place to another. And so the coaching cart was born, yeah.
Yeah, that's great. I really, really, Annie, love your energy. I love, you know, how you went from being laid off and then decided I'm going to do my own business, and I made a decision and I'm going to help people. And now you're waking up every morning excited to live your day out, and you're not feeling, it's not like work. And so that's what your soul was asking for. So I just want to thank you for coming on the show. Thank you so much for coming on. We're going to take a break on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. We'll be right back. Hey, everyone. Check out this new app I'm featured in. You're going to look for KS Media Group app in the App Store. Download it, launch and create your free account. Get the free ebook. You're going to find me under directories. Click on resources of the world's best influencers. Find me at the top of the list and take advantage of evolving your daily practice, cultivating deep inner peace, growing in love with my YouTube channel, and all the ways that you can connect with me now on social media and other ways as well. There's also a long list of live podcasts there that are listed under the directories to help you to live your best life now. Go and hurry, get the KS Media app, go to the App Store and download it now.
Your own innate brilliance already lives inside of you. Come discover it so you can shine brightly in this world. Join me, your host, Adrienne Cobb, Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, during My Wild Magic on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and get answers to who you are and where you belong. To learn more about me and the show, visit MyWildMagic.com. Again, that's MyWildMagic.com.
Are you wondering who you are meant to be in this ever-changing world right now? Kelly Kay is a certified new paradigm multidimensional transformation energy healer, ready to assist you in this transformative process of expanding your consciousness. She helps you transmute your wounds and traumas into healing, growth, and wisdom, resulting in self-empowerment and freedom from fear. Visit enlightenedmedicine.com to learn more.
There is divinity within you. Join Lisa Belth on her show, The Unshakable Living Show, Supernaturally and Divinely Unshakable, twice a month, and find that divinity that you deserve. Lisa will help you feel encouraged, empowered, and realize that you're not alone on your journey. With Lisa, address the foundation, the frame, and the finish of your dreams and become truly unshakable.
Do you get stuck in that someday attitude, living the same day over and over again with no action? The Becoming You Show, big ideas that inspire, impact, and influence your life with Leah Rowling is for you. Tune in every Friday at 11 a.m. Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This show will have you feeling inspired to take action with purpose and intention. For more information and to get in touch with me, visit www.leahrowling.com.
On the Spiritual Freedom Show, you will hear the voice of an extraterrestrial master speaking through my teacher, Dr. George King, as it was recorded over 60 years ago. I'm Richard Lawrence, and on this podcast, I bring you the nine freedoms, which I believe to be the greatest wisdom on earth, with practical ways to give global service and attain enlightenment.
Are limitations holding you back from living a powerful and authentic life? Are you able to see yourself and others through a lens of empathy and compassion? Tune into Awaken Your Truth with me, Ritika Rose, to discover how to free your mind, heal your life, and embody your power. Second and fourth Thursdays at 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, YouTube, and across all podcast stations. I'm on a mission to inspire a shift in you so together we can collectively heal the world. To learn more about me, visit RitikaRose.com.
Well, we've been talking to you all today about starting your own business, being your own economy, being an entrepreneur, working for yourself. My next guest is Adam Keller, and he's talking that story as well. Adam started a party rental business fresh out of college. Following the success of the company, he reinvested all his earnings, growing to a now six-figure business, multiple employee company. He now has a multiple businesses to his name, as well as several Airbnbs. Welcome to the show, Adam Keller.
Thank you very much for having me on.
So, my gosh, so you are a six-figure earner. You've got several businesses. And how does one pick and get started in, you know, becoming an entrepreneur like the way that you did it? What is the secret? What is that you want to say to people?
It just kind of comes to you. But basically, you meet people, and the more you meet, the more ideas you get. You know, you're not going to get too many ideas just sitting in your room looking up things online, because everyone online is just trying to sell you something, basically. You can watch videos on YouTube, on TikTok and stuff, and people will give you ideas. That's a good place. But yeah, you got to actually get out there and talk to people and come up with ideas. And then once you're in that idea and you're doing it, then you start to see the other pieces of that same pie. Like I started doing tents, tables, and chairs. And then I saw, okay, people are calling me for weddings. Oh, there's a restroom trailer here all the time. Maybe we should buy a restroom trailer. Oh, there's some dudes dropping off dishes and doing this caterer's kitchen tent. So maybe we should do that. So once you're in a business, then you're able to see all the other things that you can expand into.
So what do you love about being a business owner working for yourself?
Working for myself. I don't want to work for other people. I don't like taking orders from other people. I don't like being told what to do. I never did. So on my own, it's up to me to make results. If I want to raise, I need to figure out how to make more money. I can't just go and ask someone for a raise. So it's all on me and not someone else. I don't like other people.
Right. So basically what it is that you're relying upon yourself in order to, you know, afford the lifestyle that you want to live. And you know that every day you have to face, you know, your business. And now you said that in the bio, you said that you have multiple employees now. So people are actually working for you.
Yeah.
And so what would the employees say about working for you? How do they like that?
They all like it very much. We, you would call it a company culture. We all make fun of each other's mothers, everything about each other. We have fun because in my job, there's a lot of driving between jobs. So it's just a lot of conversation and making fun of each other and just having fun. Some of my employees have gotten other jobs, you know, like younger kids, and they get another job and they all come back and they say, this is the best place to work. Not because the work's easy, the work's really hard, but just, you know, they can make fun of me, I can make fun of them. And that doesn't work in every company. A lot of the things that I say to these guys, you know, if this was some real company, I would be fired in HR immediately.
Yeah. So could you give me one thing that you say to them that would?
I can't.
No, you can't. Okay.
That's how bad we are.
Oh my God. So this is certainly not something you would be saying to a woman.
No, we don't have women working for us. Well, actually, I did have a woman working for us. And yeah, we can say it to her.
You can say it to her?
Yeah. Because she would say it right back.
Oh, okay. But you couldn't say it here.
No, I could not say anything that I talk about in the trucks with the guys and the one woman.
Yeah, it's because it's trucks, yeah.
So it's a company culture. We have a culture where it's fun.
It's fun. Yeah. You guys are basically bantering back and forth, like, you know, grilling each other on, like, just pushing each other's buttons kind of thing.
Yeah.
In a fun way.
In a fun way. I know how that, me saying it now, and I say I can't say it on the internet makes it seem like it's bad, but, you know, these are all kids who have been my friends, younger brothers, who then got a friend, who then got a friend, who then got a friend. So I've known all these people. It's not like we've had a bunch of new people come in and they fit in just as well. And we're a bunch of dudes. So it's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay.
So what about your Airbnbs? What, you know, I'm curious about that. Like, where are they located and like what's happening there?
In the middle of nowhere. Our biggest one is in the middle of nowhere. Pretty much everyone came to look at it, like the inspector and other people, were like, why would you rent? Who would rent this out? This is in the middle of nowhere. But it's a 12,000 square foot barn converted into a mansion, basically. And it sleeps 30 people. So it's not that it's in the middle of nowhere. It doesn't matter. The barn is the destination. It's where the family's going, or the reunion of, you know, the 12 college friends or whatever. That's the destination. You just go there and hang out for however long you get it. Plus, it's big enough. The dining room is big enough to do 50 people seating. So you can have a small wedding inside. And then outside, there's 35 acres and you can put up a tent. Hopefully use my tent company, but we don't make them. And then have your wedding outside. But we don't do very many weddings because they're kind of annoying to have them at the barn.
I really like what I'm hearing. I like about that. Would you, you know, when Ashley is going to be sending you this video and the link for the podcast, would you mind sending her the link of the Airbnb? Make yourself a note. Don't forget to send me the link because, you know, we're always doing retreats and different things. So this sounds like something I would like to take a look at and see. When you say it's in the middle of nowhere, where are we talking about?
Ilion, New York.
Where is it?
Ilion, New York.
Oh, okay. I've never heard of that. So
yeah, we've had several retreats. Actually, I think our last Instagram post was of pictures I took from someone's other Instagram of their retreat.
Yeah, I'd like to see it. We're getting ready actually right now, KS Media. We're getting ready to have our first business retreat here in Washougal, Washington. That's coming up here in about 3 weeks. The house that we rented sleeps 15.
Right.
So that's cool. But we're growing so much too. My community is growing so much that, you know, there may be in the future times where something like what you have might be perfect for us, especially because if it's out in nature too, we like that, you know, that nature setting as well, because we're nature people.
Now, I do have one thing about business that I want to share to everyone. I don't know what we've got.
You've got 1 minute to share the business, and then we need to give your social handles again. Okay.
Okay. Sounds good. All right. So people would say that I'm in the party business because that's the end result of my business, but I'm not in the party business. And it took me a while to realize that. What I am in is the material and handling business. Once you realize what business you are actually in, whether that's me, material handling business, you're a chiropractor, your main business is chiropractic, but your actual business is getting customers through the door. Once you realize what business you're in, you can focus in on what it is, invest in those things, and then you start making more profit. Mm-hmm.
That's good. That's good.
That was a super cut down version of what I normally say.
Yeah, good. Well, you did good. That's, you know, we I think we covered a lot of good things and got, you know, you highlighted a lot of points. So let's get the social media handles again. And then when we're sharing this video, we can always put all those links underneath it as well.
Yeah. So my Tent Guy channel is called The Tent Guy and Other Entrepreneur Stuff. I got a TikTok called Real World Side Hustles. And then I got another YouTube where I interview business owners called How I Started and Real World Side Hustles.
Oh, you also have you interview people as well?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Well, Adam, I think it was a pleasure to learn all about these fabulous businesses that you're doing. It's great that you've got people working for you and you guys are, you know, having fun. That's always important. And small business is so important. Being an entrepreneur, dancing to the beat of your own drum and just having fun, like you said. So thank you, Adam, for coming on.
Yep. Thank you for having me on.
Yeah. So thanks, everybody, for listening and tuning in to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. I'm wishing you all a fabulous weekend. Happy eclipse season. Let go of the dead weight. Release everything that's no longer serving and then move in alignment with what is. Okay. We'll see you all next time. Take good care.
You've been listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Wake up to love. Your call to action. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio. Cornelia's joy is to engage others in practical ways, showing us how to live in the new earth in harmony with our true nature. For more information on Cornelia and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to her website at corneliastephanie.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.